There are private and public high schools around the country where U.S. military personnel teach a course called Junior ROTC. On the JROTC website, the Army says the program is not designed to recruit students for military service, but to prepare young people for whatever roles they choose in life. Still, when the country is at war, Junior ROTC cadets have more than usual to think about. Youth Radio's Bobby Thompson has this report.
I joined JROTC my sophomore year of high school. I sat down, thought about my future, the things I didn't learn from my instructors, and I realized the military could be a good career. Now I'm part of the 4th Battalion Bulldogs of Oakland Technical High School. I'm a company commander.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3.
At my high school, kids join JROTC to get leadership skills or just to get out of PE, but I take it seriously. I wear my uniform every day even though we only have to dress on Wednesdays. This summer, right after my 17th birthday, I signed up for the Marine Corps. Since September 11th, I'm more sure than ever that was the right decision.
When I say in case of parade rest, you guys say snap, and y'all pop the parade rest. Understood?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how y'all doing? Okay. My name is Staff Sergeant Marone with the United States Marines. If I told you that I was going to pay for your college education, all you got to do is go to the school and do it, would you go?
Since September 11th, the staff sergeant who signed me up for the Marines is in a big recruiting drive. But so far, he hasn't drawn any new recruits from my school. At a lunchtime pep rally after September 11th, students at Oakland Tech set up music speakers and blared music from the school's front steps. It was like nothing had changed in the world. The atmosphere is really different in the next town over in Alameda, which was a real Navy town beginning in the 30s. Cadets in JROTC at Encino High do the same drills as we do in Oakland.
Since September 11th, I think I've actually been a little bit more motivated to go to Navy.
16-year-old Alita Gorman is serious about her military career.
Right now, I wish I could actually go to New York and help, you know, instead of being here. Even though I would have to put everything aside, all the things I like to do, my friends, school.
Alita says she doesn't care about the money military recruiters offer her for college.
My mom's going to see me graduating from basic training in my uniform. She's going to say, wow, my daughter did something. She accomplished something.
Alita says she's not afraid of dying. Her only worries about the military are teenage ones.
That's something I don't want to do. If I join the Navy, is cut my hair. But if I do, oh well. It'll grow back, right? After you're in the Navy, you can grow your hair back. I have to take out my eyebrow ring and my belly button ring.
1 for a sergeant, 2 for a sergeant, 3 for a sergeant, 4 for a sergeant.
16-year-old JROTC cadet Lucy Santiago is a squad leader. Her dad's in the Coast Guard, and she's pretty patriotic. But since September 11th, she's rethinking her plan to join the Army.
Ever since this has happened, I just get really scared and think I don't want to do it now. Just, you know, fighting for my country and being killed and everything, that's what really scares me the most. It's just being killed.
Lucy's afraid of war, but she's fine with JROTC as a class at Encino High School.
The difference is, see, in ROTC, I'm not really scared because I know nothing's going to happen here because, you know, it's just ROTC. And when I drill a squad, I feel okay. You know, I feel like I'm a leader, and I feel that my squad respects me and all that stuff. But when I'm mostly doing that, it just makes me think, I hope this is not something that's really going to happen to me in real life.
Real life is scary for everyone right now. But JROTC has been good for me. Plus, the program got me on a military track where I'll be paid to go to college. I'm the person who fits the ad. Be all you can be, and I have no regrets. For NPR News, I'm Bobby Thompson in Oakland, California.